Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning on a Monday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates, Heather with the day off. John, good morning.
Good morning. How was your weekend?
Weekend was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy some nice weather?
Yeah, I love that we're getting this weather now.
Oh, it's perfect. I got out and mowed, yesterday for a little while. Might be the last mow of the year. I'm not sure yet.
Getting close to it.
Getting close to it, but yeah, it's one mowing. Also, leaf cleanup at the same time.
Did we have something where John's like last mow of the year is late August? I'm a little surprised by this.
Well, that would have been in the previous house where I lawn was terrible. Now I have an actual lawn that's growing.
Got to stay on top of it.
Yeah, so it's just nice to see a fresh cut and no leaves, and that'll last for. We'd probably be gone by the time I get home today, at least with the leaves. Like, it was nice to be outside.
It was. As we look around, this is a different kind of Monday. We don't have the Lions, so it's not a victory Monday. They didn't play. We'll squeeze in some NFL talk as the show rolls on. We still have overreactions, but no TJ Lang. We're going to spend a lot of time on Michigan State. So, John, let's start with your Saturday night.
Yeah, it was it was East Lansing. And the best thing about it was Jack had a game early. And you guys know how I think about night games. Not a big fan, although it did provide me the opportunity to go see Jack's game. I left from there, short trip down 96 to East Lansing. It was in, no problem. Out last night, Saturday night, no problem. The game, there's some problems, but Michigan came away with the win, so it was fun. It's all the rivalry. I know that there's a lot of people that are. We're going to talk about Jonathan Smith. We'll talk about the game. We'll talk about penalties or whether they should have been penalties, not penalties, how many penalties, and the mistakes that Michigan made. A lot of them. There were plenty of them there. The best thing about that game was by the time Doug and I left, I walked to my truck, was the last one there in the parking structure. Everyone else had left early. So when you get a chance to beat Michigan State and the crowd leaves that early, there's just no traffic after the game. So that was nice. Thank you.
When they leave?
They left mid-third quarter.
I don't blame them.
And it was...
After they got screwed, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, so, okay. You want to do that first?
Sure.
The penalty? No, that's all right.
You guys do you.
That's all right. It's the obviously the one that you're talking about is before Michigan State or before Michigan scored their first touchdown of the second half, there was an offsides called on one of the corners for Michigan State.
Malcolm Bell, yeah.
And it sack fumble that Michigan State recovered it could have changed certainly changed the momentum of the game. Until you look on the sidelines and there's a little yellow hanky there. And in the moment I was with the official. I'm like, it looked like he was a yard offsides. And I couldn't see the replay, and now everybody has the replay where, you know, hey, they've got the red line there. They show the snap. He's not offsides.
No.
And that took away a huge play for Michigan State.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. It's 10-7 at the time. If MSU gets the sack, fumble, takes over with the ball, we're in the second half with a chance with them to go down and tie or take the lead. Instead, they give up the touchdown.
Yep.
On what turned into be a bit of a theme for Michigan, who would go on to run for well over 200 yards. It's Haynes getting in the end zone. You start heating up, you go up 10, and you know MSU, who's had a tough time sustaining drives, is going to be in for a long second half. But they got the call wrong. I also don't think Spartan fans have a right to call in and say that cost them the game.
I agree with you, and I think Michigan still would have prevailed long term. It would have been a grind. It would have been tight at the very end. But for me, I am a Michigan fan, but that was one of the most well-timed pass rushes, blitzes.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah, it was perfect.
It was perfect. Perfection. And to have that taken away, it altered the game.
Sure.
You know, it potentially determines Jonathan Smith's future. One play shouldn't, I guess, you know, to a degree. But, you know, I have a tough time saying as a Michigan fan, well, wow, that yeah, they got it right there.
Well, they didn't. It's clear. I mean, you could see it on film.
Right.
But the issue is it was so perfectly timed at the moment. It looked, and I'm telling you, in the moment, calling the game, I instantly looked to the side judge, and he dropped the flag. It wasn't like it was a late flag. He dropped the flag, and I thought, that's offsides. I didn't know that there was any way that it wasn't a yard offsides. He just did simply time it up perfectly.
Yeah, it's one of those. It was so good. You go, he had to have jumped, but then you see, no, he didn't.
And I'll go back to what was the discussion 2 weeks ago when the Lions were playing the Chiefs. You take away a touchdown at the beginning of the game, and I don't know if Michigan State had struggled to move the ball. Yeah. Michigan's defense, even at that time, was playing really well. Michigan State could have gone down and taken the lead. There's a lot of things that could have happened. As soon as you change the course of the game, I can't sit here and say that didn't affect the outcome. Same thing I said when the Chiefs got the call that, hey, Jared Goff's touchdown's off the board. Yes, they lost by more than 4 points, which is the difference between the field goal and the touchdown and extra point. But because of where it happened in the game, I can't say that it didn't affect the outcome of the game. Same thing with this play.
Yeah, look, I think you could acknowledge the swing, the momentum, the timing of when it happened. Like for the Lions, it's the first drive of the game. So you go, hey, man, I got 3 quarters and change still to go, 3.5 quarters left. For MSU, it's still a one-score game early in the second half. There's plenty of plays you got to make down the stretch to overcome it, because in a game, not every call is going to get right. Not every call is going to be made correctly. Something's going to go against you, and you have to find a way. And Michigan State just didn't have enough. As Jonathan Smith said, they weren't good enough. And John, even late in that game, when they found their way into situations where they could make it a one-score game, they went for it on 2 different 4th downs and didn't get them. Mm-hmm. You know, and look, their first 9 drives, 7 of them didn't even gain 10 yards. They had 12 penalties in the game. They had so many mistakes where, yeah, they weren't good enough that it's hard for me to go, I've got so much sympathy, because if that offsides happened, you would have transformed into the D'Antonio Michigan State Spartans and you would have picked up your signature win. And if only the officials didn't miss the offsides call. They did. They whiffed. It was the wrong call. I just don't think you have enough to justify that as, well, we would have won the game if not for that call.
And that's the bingo to it, Jim, is despite that horrible call, they still had 11 other penalties.
Yeah.
And that is classic old Michigan State football, classic old / Lions football. You know, they made too many mistakes. And to say that one play altered it, I just will say that if Michigan State scores the touchdown, you know that, right? But
right.
You know, you pin Michigan back. You're making up a hypothetical scenario that didn't play out to what the game really was.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It is Michigan State's version of the stripped sack fumble returned for a touchdown that Michigan had in the 21 game when they ruled that quarterback was down.
Correct.
Exactly, Greg.
Yes,
I actually thought that because I've always sat here as a Michigan fan because once the blinders start going on, well, if Michigan wouldn't have got screwed when Hutch had the touchdown,
fumble, yeah.
I still go back to that.
Well, and it's actually a great point. So let's say they do rule that quote correctly. It's not offsides. It's a perfectly timed blitz. It's a sack. It's a fumble. MSU picks it up. They're still in their own territory.
Right.
And most of their offensive drives were empty. So the most likely scenario is MSU just punts Michigan the football and it's a longer field for Michigan. It delays the inevitable is all I'm saying.
Exactly. Just like Kenneth Walker was going to have five touchdowns
no
matter
force.
What.
Right. He was a force.
You know? That performance that day was
unbelievable.
Was unreal.
248-539-9797. We got open lines. We're going to talk Michigan State this first hour and then we'll branch off into some other things. But story of the game, MSU's a mess.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the penalties, you look at the mistakes that they made, and it wasn't even the mistakes. I mean, Aiden Chiles, Salem Balls, every time they started to get something going, and like right before half, they put together the drive after not having been able to get a first down. All of a sudden, they get a first down with a 46-yard run. And they capitalize on that one. They come back, and it's three and out. It's, you know, they get a first down, but they only total 4 yards. They could never find any rhythm offensively against the Michigan State, against the Michigan defense that they played solid. That if you're looking at a bright spot for Michigan, obviously they won the game. But the defense, in most part, played a really good game.
Early on, MSU spots in the turnover in their own territory.
Yeah.
But the defense bows up. And I thought MSU's defense, especially in that first half, gave them a chance. They did. But the problem is, if your offense can't sustain drives, your defense is going to get worn out, especially the way Michigan plays. Like, John, my takeaway was not to be overly impressed with Michigan at all. But MSU stalling out drives, eventually getting worn down. I mean, that... I know Jonathan Smith covered for anybody who bet him, but at the end of the day, that score was worse than the final score indicated. MSU just got run over.
I was honestly very mad at Heather. That's what I was thinking about at the end of the game when Doug actually mentioned, you know, something about, you know, if they score here, there will be some people that will be very interested in it. And I only thought at the time, I'm like, yeah, I am, and it's because of the woman that sits next to me.
She had the Spartans.
Yes.
I had the Spartans.
I don't care about you. I just trying to create some separation.
Hey, it's a signature cover for Jonathan Smith. Back-to-back weeks with a cover. I don't think MSU fans care. We will get into the status of his job coming up next. But you agree with me, John. Like, Bryce Underwood didn't throw for 100 yards. It wasn't like an overly impressive Michigan performance here. It's more about MSU.
No, and what frustrated me was, and I know that there's going to be a lot of people talk about play calling. on that opening drive, we knew that Michigan State, they struggled to stop the run. It's part of what they've done all season long. So you force a turnover, you get the ball in the red zone, you run the ball down to the 6-yard line, and then first and goal at the 6, you run the ball for 3 yards. Okay, let's just punch it in. Let's take Justice Haynes, who's been a difference maker for this team all season long, even Jordan Marshall, who's been a difference maker for the last couple of games, but then you pass twice and then kick the extra point or the field goal. Like that just, I know everybody wants to open up the offense and they want to throw the ball and just score.
Punch it in, get a big lead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.